It's time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to some young athletes around the area, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union. We're going to depart from that normal format that we normally have and invited the baseball coach for Grants Pass High, Kyle Garrison. Kyle, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Now, one of the reasons we invited you here, and we're probably a little late in doing this, is certainly you were voted Coach of the Year for the Southwest Conference at the end of your high school baseball season. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And how did that go for you? How did that happen? What led to you getting all those votes? Did you buy them?
Absolutely not. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about the boys. And if I didn't have the great kids I had this season, that would have never happened. So at the end of the day, it really comes down to having kids that bought into the system we're trying to run, and we had a pretty talented group. They're extremely close. They're pretty a gritty group that had a great year, and the rest of us reaped the benefits from it.
And then you go into the summer program using many of those same youngsters, I imagine. Tell me about your summer program also.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely graduate a few big pieces. Losing Luke Morgan, Troy Osborne, and Cole Carnes is no small departure by any means. But thankfully, we bring back 13 of the 17 kids that we rostered off of our varsity roster last year. And all of them, except for one, spent their summer with us this summer. We played 30-some-odd games. I think we finished with a 23-8 record or something like that. Made a couple trips to Portland and turned them into longer weekends to see some better arms. So thankfully we just stayed running and got after it all summer long with basically the exact same group we have coming back next year. So it was good. We feel like we kind of got a nice little jump start with that group and had a good showing and kind of figured out maybe where our pieces are going to fit next year. So we don't have those first few, you know, weeks of the season trying to figure out the puzzle pieces next year, hopefully.
Well, first of all, you mentioned three great names in high school athletics here for Grants Pass High. Classy youngsters and certainly athletically talented. So we'll miss them, wish them the best of luck, and hope they stay in the caveman circle. But you sound pretty optimistic about the future for caveman baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, losing those three is obviously massive shoes to fill. And I honestly don't think we're going to fill any of those shoes by any means. They're great kids, great leaders, great athletes, obviously. But, you know, bringing back what we bring back, adding a few pieces from our younger teams. We had a kid move back to the area. His family's from here, Cam Holland. That's going to be a big piece for what we do the next few years. So I think we're going to be extremely scrappy. And as oddly as it sounds, I think we're going to be quite a bit deeper next year than we were this year. The back half of our lineup, I think, is going to be quite a bit better this year than it was last year. You know, you're not going to have the horses in Luke, Troy, and Cole that you had last year. So it'll definitely be a little bit different brand of system that we have to play to manufacture some runs. And, you know, pitching wise, you're not going to hand the ball to Luke Morgan and get 6-7 innings out of him every time he goes out there. But I think we have more arms. You know, you're going to play the game where Baden Morris gets you through the order two or three times, and then Cole Ireland gets you through the order once or twice, and next guy up mentality. So definitely optimistic about what we bring back next spring. I'm super excited for next spring already, and definitely think we have the pieces required to compete again.
You mentioned systems. What kind of system does a coach put in? It goes back to your philosophy about baseball, does it not? What do you like on your baseball team? What do you encourage? What do you teach?
Yeah, I want hard-nosed guys that are competitive. We want to work fast on the mound. We want to pitch to contact. I'm not trying to get deep into counts. You know, in the pitch count era nowadays, the quicker we can get in and out, the better it is. I'm not trying to go 2-2 counts and pitch for strikeouts deep in counts. We want to throw strikes, fill the zone up early, and let our – we're super athletic next year. I want to let our athletes behind us play. I want to let them make plays, let our defense do the work, and be as efficient as possible on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I'm a big – your offensive philosophy needs to change with your roster. There's going to be years that you can bang it around, and you can let guys swing early, and hopefully guys drive balls in gaps and drive runs in. Next year, I mean, we'll probably honestly play a ton of small ball. We don't have any big power guys. We'll have one or two guys that maybe blow a couple balls out, but for the most part, it's going to be a lot of get the first guy on, you know, hit behind him, lay the bunt down, do whatever you got to do, play good sound philosophy, team offense and a whole lot of team swings, not very many me swings.
What I'm hearing is offensively, you're going to play small ball. You know, the big long ball is thrilling, but small ball's exciting all the way through.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. When you execute small ball, it's just as fun or more fun than watching the long ball, in my opinion. There's nothing better than doing stuff that's not seen a whole lot, whether it's double stealing first and thirds off of lefties or a squeeze situation in a big moment. It's super defeating when you're on the opposing end of that. So to me, well executed and well timed small ball is just as fun to watch as the long balls.
Small ball relies a lot on speed. What, tell me about team speed.
Yeah, we're super, super athletic top to bottom. I mean, we bring back Baden Morris, who was a second team all conference infielder last year, kid flies. Cam Holland, who just moved in, is super, super athletic. Nathan Bassett, who played for us last year, was an honorable mention all-conference guy. Super athletic, obviously good athlete, good football player too. Jace McGowan's been back-to-back all-conference honors kids, super athletic. I mean, honestly, there's not a single kid on our field this year that's not, that I wouldn't say is legitimately athletic. They can move. Their body moves well. They run fairly well. So top to bottom, speed-wise, is definitely something we're going to have to play into next year. Hopefully try to steal a ton of bases, and that'll definitely be one of our off-season focuses this year.
Small ball, of course, means being a team player and not selfish at the plate. What's your team chemistry?
Honestly, the team chemistry with this group is so good that it scares me in the future. I think I got so spoiled my first couple years with this group. They're phenomenal kids and come from phenomenal families. And it's like every time you're listening to them talk, there was nine of them at Lucas's house last night. And the night before that, there was seven of them at Ben's house. And, you know, it seems like this group is super, super close-knit. They do everything together on and off the field. They all want to push in the same direction. So honestly, I just feel extremely thankful for the situation and the group that I stepped into.
Defense, got to prevent them from scoring. How are you up the middle?
Yeah, we actually bring back both of our middle infielders. We had last year, Baden Morris was our shortstop, played shortstop all year long, other than when he was on the mound, obviously. And then Jace McGowan was our second baseman. I think he played 95% of the innings at second base. He was hurt a little bit early in the year, but once he was fully cleared, he was camping out, holding down second base all year, and we bring them both back. We also bring back our center fielder, Logan Zavolta. So we bring back our entire middle of our field. We only really have three open spots. You know, Troy, Luke, and Cole's spots are open. Obviously, Nathan Bassett, I think, is going to slide behind the plate for us. He had a monster summer, and you have Evan Valenzuela, who will be another utility guy next year, who had a big all conference year for us this year. So the middle of the field is kind of anchored down, which makes me feel a lot better going into next year.
Always the key is pitching. How deep are your pitchers right now, and how strong are they?
Yeah, we're definitely deeper arm-wise than we were last year. We're not as dominant by any means. We don't have a Luke Morgan or Troy Osborne went, you know, 7 or 8-1 last year. We definitely don't have anyone that you're going to hand the ball to that's going to go 6-7 innings with 8-10 strikeouts. We just don't have that. But we do have Baden Morris, who obviously last year threw a few complete games for us. His stuff is super, super good. You know, I would assume he probably is going to anchor the top of our rotation without a doubt. And he's a kid that can give you 6-7 innings when he goes out there. It's just a much different style than what Luke and Troy did in last year. He's not going to overpower you. He's going to work quickly. He's going to pitch to contact. His defense is going to do their job. So it's great. He fits kind of my philosophy perfectly. You get past that, and you know, the Cam Holland kid will definitely be in our rotation to some extent. Cole Ireland hopefully will step up and have a big offseason and be part of our rotation next year. Logan Zavolta should take a bigger role in our rotation next year. And then after that, you have a whole bunch of arms that are going to be really, really good for one or two times through the order as middle relief guys. You got Braden Reese, you have Jace McGowan, you have Reese Reynolds, who we didn't throw at all last year because he had some arm issues, and honestly is probably our firmest kid that hopefully will kind of hold down the back end of our bullpen in a closer type role. So although we're not as dominant, and I don't think we're going to be as dominant number wise as we were last year, I think efficiency wise and depth wise we're in a much better spot this year.
Coach, best of luck with the Grants Pass Cavemen on the baseball diamond. Have a great summer. Let's talk to you before the baseball season and after the baseball season, and we'll check you out.
Awesome, thanks for having me.
All right, you've been listening to the KAJO Community Spotlight with the Athlete of the Week. This week we salute baseball coach for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Kyle Garrison.